Blog Talk Radio. Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, thank the Most High. Yes, we're back again for another episode. Another episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Eddie Miab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, welcoming you again for another very precious time that the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed. Very important. Very important that you know the things that the Most High has granted me, surely, for the blessing of his people. Truths, my brothers and sisters, that he said were only for the most humblest of souls. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there are truths contained in the scripture. Surely they are. That only those whose utmost desire, my brothers and sisters, is to be true to the Most High in all things. Whose desire, my brothers and sisters, is not necessarily to be exalted before men, but whose purpose, my brothers and sisters, and desire is that the Most High be revered for the fullness of all that he is. That his holy name, my brothers and sisters, no longer be constrained at the ideals of men. Those who, my brothers and sisters, whose desire is for the fullness of his glory beyond themselves, these are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand truly what is the gospel. Scriptures tell us well, Spirit of Messiah will come forth saying, Messiah will come forth saying, that the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings unto the meek. How many of us are ready to understand what that means? The Spirit of Yah is upon me, he said, to preach good tidings. How about the fullness of the gospel to the meek? Those willing, my brothers and sisters, to receive the fullness. Willing to accept, my brothers and sisters, the truth in a world by and large. We choose to ignore. These are they, my brothers and sisters. I said these are they. Who seek that fruition that will awaken to the greater truths. Think about it. 2,000 years ago, the apostles had to tell a whole world, men who were subject to the various factions of Israel, if you will, rabbinical Judaism, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, Essenes, even had to go forth and send forth apostles to tell the whole world, my brothers and sisters. I said to tell the whole world, hey, send forth the gospel to the nations. What is the gospel, my brothers and sisters? Besides, they go forth, teach all nations everything that he commands. Get all power from on high. How about the rule of the kingdom on high? He said it had been given unto him. So go forth and teach all nations. Wow. Think about it. The kingdom of the Most High will not be divided after any of the various misconceits of men. Think about it. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of ultimately your rulers. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, think not he come to destroy or to dishonor in any way the law of the prophets. Meaning that any institution that does in any way denies any part of the law of the Most High, any part of the prophets, according to what is the divine expectation, my brothers and sisters, is not a work of the Holy Spirit. And in so many ways, any institution that does not seek the fullness of what is divine will, or will refuse to hear the truth when it is offered, is in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, obviously either too self-righteously proud, disobedient, or just simply lacks the foundation necessary to comprehend the greater truths. And scriptures tell us when Messiah appears, he will come for the restoration, restitution, refreshing of all things, when all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And it says, whoever will not hearken to him, at Acts 3:18-23, will be cut off from among the people. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. And obviously, if he sent forth the gospel of the kingdom to all the nations, and we're talking about the kingdom of the Holy One of Israel, then it's obvious that what men had to come to understand was beyond all the seeming sensibilities, beyond all the seeming rationalities, seeming allegiances, seeming, if you will, righteousness, seeming sense of justice that seems sufficient to all the nations. Or else the gospel, our greater word, would not have to go forth to them. Think about it. He talked about how in so many ways then that the rule in Israel was short of the mark. Not sufficient, my brothers and sisters, not sufficient to be found true unto Yah. 1 Corinthians, what was written there? He said, all that the Most High, all that Yah had given or revealed through the prophets had not been enough for men to know Yah. That's a powerful statement, my brothers and sisters. All that Yah had revealed to men, he said, had not been enough for men to know Yah. Dare we consider what this means? Has the world come to a oneness yet in the Most High, my brothers and sisters? What about 1 Corinthians 1:10? Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord, how about Savior, Yahshua Mashiach, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Has all that the Most High revealed to man been enough, my brothers and sisters, enough for men to know the Most High to a dimension sufficient that all know the Most High? Without error? Or has it been, my brothers and sisters, so many times that men predisposed after their own ideals? You hear me, my brothers and sisters? Men predisposed after their own ideals have been in so many ways blinded not to discern the greater truths. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the reason why the Most High grants His Holy Spirit, and the scripture says the Holy Spirit comes to teach all things, no lie in it. I said, my brothers and sisters, to teach all things, no lie in it. How about to bring to bear the remembrance? Of all things, the men not fall victim to those whose blindness or self-righteousness prevents them from understanding. I think about it, my brothers and sisters, that it requires far more. Absolutely. It requires far more than what is common perception after what seems wise to men. But far more, my brothers and sisters, is required than just simply reading the words on a page to understand and to discern the secreted things. Far more, my brothers and sisters. Far, far more. The humble soul will discern this. Humble soul, my brothers and sisters, will understand why the Most High grants His Spirit. Will understand why, my brothers and sisters, the Most High must reveal the truths that are contained in the Scriptures. Call attention to the truths that are contained in the Scriptures, that so often men just simply overlook, simply because so often men see things contained in the scriptures that don't seem to appeal to their present dimensional conscience or to what is common status quo. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah said, think not that he came to in any way dishonor or disavow in any way the law of the prophets. Therefore, I would venture to tell you, my brothers and sisters, and admonish you to understand this, that if a whole world misses the point or has ignored so much of what's contained in the prophecy, Most High is still going to perform all that he declared. And since he shall perform all that he declared, when he brings it to bear, it just sounds to me, quite frankly, my brother, in fact, a reasonable man should understand this, that when he brings it to bear, those who are not prepared will just simply be grossly, in so many ways, surprised, my brothers and sisters, only because their leaders choosing to be blind in so many ways. Chose to be blind, my brothers and sisters. So often, chose to be blind, chose not to speak what needed to be spoken. Chosen many times not to pursue what needed to be perceived, so they could keep a whole world in blindness. Especially those, my brothers and sisters, did not realize what Messiah was saying when he said, think not that he comes to destroy the law of the prophets, or dishonor the law of the prophets in any way, and if anybody seeks to deny prophets in any way, you shall have no case under the kingdom of Yah. Well, I pray, my brothers and sisters, men will come to understand that if the word of Yah is ignored, if the gospel is hid, it is hid from them, my brothers and sisters, who are misled, easily misled. It says 1 Corinthians 1:21, since the wisdom of Yah, the world through its wisdom, did not come to know Yah, Yah was well pleased through the foolishness of the message that men call foolish, to preach it, to save those who would believe. In the Aramaic, it reads a little differently. It says, because all the wisdom which Yah had given was not sufficient for the world to know Yah. It pleased Yah to save those who believe by the simple, they put down here, the simple gospel. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The gospel is the word of the Holy Kingdom, both under the various rulers of the world. Did they come to know the gospel of the Holy Kingdom? Think about it. Every nation teaching its own ideals. Every nation, my brothers and sisters, teaching what seems to be socially, politically, if you will, correct. Its own ideas, my brothers and sisters, of what is wisdom. Is that necessary to the kingdom of Yah? Most High told me I have some very important things for him to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me, I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. I thank him indeed, my brothers and sisters, for what he has granted that must be spoken. I thank him for what he has granted, my brothers and sisters, that men might have an opportunity to be saved, made whole, healed. So many partial perceptions, hasty conclusions. Half-truths, my brothers and sisters, because in so many ways, when men have drawn conclusions, not taking in consideration all things, what they have aspired to has not been wisdom. Most High told me directly, told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. But what men think they know, not giving all things consideration, he told me was not wisdom at all. Most High told me I have some very important things for him to do again. He said, because of what I must do, he said, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he said, in doing for him that which he asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that I am indeed utmost thankful. He told me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, what does this mean? There are certain truths, my brothers and sisters, that indeed many were murdered. I said, my brothers and sisters, many truths contained in the scriptures, many were murdered that you might not even, according to the status quo, ever even begin to consider them. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, across this world, nations, denominations, various rulers have only sought to preserve, I hope you hear me, some fallen state of conscience, fallen away from very, very precious truths. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, every single one of the divisions you see in this world is a result of some measure of man having refused to accept the fullness of truth that the Most High declared from the beginning. Think about it, that pure, perfect word that is from the beginning. If all were true to it, could these divisions that exist in the world today exist? On last evening, I want to examine again. It's very important that we do. This message is one of utmost importance. It's very important that we look at the scriptures again, at Romans, particularly Romans 11:25-12:4, to understand not only the foundation upon which these scriptures were stated, but all, my brothers and sisters, and I'm talking about the foundation of what the Apostle Shaul said before with regard to these things in the book of Romans, but the things that were written beforehand that the early church knew to expect, that only if we have that expectation will these words truly make utmost sense to us. Well, consider that the book of Romans, my brothers and sisters, was written not only to Gentiles, but certainly to Israel. They put down Romans, but you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about there was an Eastern and a Western Rome. There's a difference, my brothers and sisters, between the orientations of each. Western Rome, polytheist at its core. Its very idea of a law was the preservation of all the diverse concepts of deity that were sanctioned by the various world rulers. International law, my brothers and sisters, polytheist ideals, a multitude of pagan deities being worshipped, and the rulers saying that they were the sons of the sun god, declared it imperative that all the people worship all the gods that made their rulers kings. And regretfully, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter, many of us haven't understood what this means because the rulers call themselves gods. They mandated the people worship after a multitude of contradictions. A multitude of contradictions that left them to believe they were blessed if they knew as much as they could about all the various gods, various rulers, various standards of all the nations. The rulers considered themselves blessed, my brothers and sisters. They thought they had become rulers because they had the favor of the most gods. In the East, however, there had been the expectation, long since expectation, monotheist ideal, a monotheist revolution, even unto the expectation of a righteous one, my brothers and sisters, a righteous one who would come forth. Scripture says, out of the stem of Jesse, a son of David. Even my brothers and sisters, a chosen one, foretold through all the prophets of the Holy One of Israel. All throughout the East, that expectation, my brothers and sisters, did indeed exist. In fact, the people in the East, my brothers and sisters, even had the expectation that one day there would be an end of all confusion. One king shall rule the whole world. Therefore, deliver all his people, all those who would believe in him, from all the various sins. He would deliver his people from all the sins of the world and believe him. Every single standard, diverse standard that exists in this world, is not perfectly true to the will of one. The one Most High is sin. Do I need to repeat that? Every single standard in this world, political, social, or religious, that will not seek to reveal or seek to discern everything, will not seek to be true to all the Most High said in the Law and the Prophets, is sin, is separation from Yah. And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, insufficient to enter the kingdom of Yah. What did Messiah say? You're right enough to see that of the scribes and Pharisees. You're right enough to see that of the rulers, my brothers and sisters, who, to exalt themselves, establish their own self-righteousness. What did he say? If you ultimately are beguiled by anyone who denies the law of the prophets in any way, he says, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Why then do men believe that 45,000 denominations must be partiality and pollutions are still yet sufficient? This is what Messiah himself said. He said, watch out for false prophets. They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not ultimately to perform fully. I pray you will understand that. The will of the Father. He said, he will say to them who thought in their partialities that they had preached, cast out illusions, and did what they thought were wonderful works. In their partiality, he would say, keep away from me, I never knew you. His Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. No lie in it. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, the men, if they were truly led by the Spirit, to seek all the Most High declared? In other words, like the Most High told me, that I must, he said, and for all that I've heard from men, all that I will, check with them first. To be immediately limited by choosing to accept merely what men have said is to be blinded, my brothers and sisters, to the greater truths. He told me, until I see all that he has declared, keep looking. And my brothers and sisters, that is an admonition that we seek then all that he has declared. And if we find that the world has not revealed these things, remember, my brothers and sisters, it is wise to keep looking. It is wise to be faithful. It is wise that if you hear truth or you find the truth contained in the scriptures that the whole world is ignored, it is wise to keep hold steady fast, my brothers and sisters, till you see all these things come to pass. Messiah has promised to remind man concerning all these things. Remember, Romans 1st, 2nd, 3rd, scriptures talk about, in so many ways, man having fallen short of the glory of Yah, even fallen short of a covenant. It even goes as far as to say, if we are wise to understand it, that we all have, we'll be judged by the same law. If man exchanges the truth for lies, it's not a covenant. It goes as far as to say, ultimately, that if all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, whatever the law says, it says to all men then. It doesn't say that you should ignore the law, because all have fallen in sin, as you should remain under sin, remain separated, remain blind to the truth. It says you must seek the truth. Fallen sin and fallen short of the glory. It means, my brothers and sisters, that men must seek the word of Messiah himself, the Savior, to be made whole. When you call him your Savior, by his Spirit, you seek all those things the world would not remember. You seek those things the world does not speak. That's what's necessary to make you whole. That's how you exceed the unrighteousness of men. All my brothers and sisters, the scriptures even go as far as to say, should we continue in sin? Should we continue under the blind that his grace may abound? His grace is a gift of a word from on high. Do we call ourselves faithful because we only hear what is considered wise to men? The ancient definition of a fool has always been. 1 Corinthians 3:18 has always been that if you only know what men have said, well, how much, my brothers and sisters, of the truth do you really know? If you only know what men have said, have you truly received all that Yah has required of his people? They be called faithful unto him? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scripture said we walk after the flesh, only what seems wise to men. We will die. If we subdue the flesh, seeking the greater truth is revealed by the Spirit, we will live. I would even tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about in, for instance, the 9th chapter of Romans. It said, men having the law but not speaking by faith, not realizing that there's a greater truth in the Yah and the Most High to be attained. Men having the law but not seeking it by faith, only seek to establish their own righteousness. They establish snares, not only for themselves, but also for others. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. It says all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered, but it's to a remnant whom the Most High is called, it said in Joel 2:32. Again, it said not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, so you need to be very, very careful. Isaiah said, Yah, who has heard our voice. More than just hearing or reading the words of a prophet. It's important to hear the essence of the thoughts the Most High reveal. The faith, my brothers and sisters, does not come by merely hearing with the carnal eye and ear. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. More than just simply reading the words, Messiah said, if you love me, keep, preserve, maintain my commandments. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, that's more than what you read on the page. That's his very conscience. His very conscience concerning the meaning of the words, the thoughts of the words, behind the words. It says, maintain and keep and preserve these things, say, I will teach you more, or I will reveal myself, he said. My brother says that requires obedience. That requires a conscience. That requires a reverence. If we keep on reading through Romans 10, my brothers and sisters, it talks about how the apostle was concerned that his people might be one. See, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. That means all made one. And that means made one, even all the tribes made one, beyond all the diverse standards of the nations. All prophecy foretells that Israel, being delivered, will finally be delivered from all the misconceits of all the nations. What does this mean then? It means that the nations were not as wise as they thought they were. See, my people are destroyed, divided for lack of knowledge. Well, all nations, my brothers and sisters, see themselves today divided for lack of knowledge, lack of absolute constancy in discretion. Lack, my brothers and sisters, of knowledge, lack of discretion is why you see nations contentious after their own ideas and proud of it. My brothers and sisters, if we see a world divided, we should be on our knees. Did you hear me? This world is divided, it is because we lack the wisdom of Yah. If we are contentiously divided, it is because in some way the Most High is not being appeased, pleased. His desire in his name is that we all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. He said, if there's strife and divisions among us in 1 Corinthians, it says it is carnal, fleshly, not a work of his spirit. And he told me directly, if I could look at the contradictions in this world and believe they were true to his spirit, he said, I couldn't be a disciple of his. Meaning, what else, my brothers and sisters, but the fact is that if this world is divided, and we know it is, it is because men have not functioned fully after the Holy Spirit. And believe me, brothers and sisters, no man can serve two masters and expect to be delivered. So since the prophecies speak in the last days, you might make this real plain. Since the prophecies declared that Israel must be drawn back from the midst of all nations, the divisions of all the nations, the confusions of all the nations, that Israel might be delivered. It's in Jacob in the first chapter. Jacob, they call it. Or let's just say James. Spoke to the tribes of Israel, said, if you're scattered among the nations and you lack wisdom, surrounded by a multitude of provocations, in other words, partial and perverse standards, they claim to be wise. He said, realize your perseverance and your steadfastness in the Most High demands that you must come into what Scripture calls a perfect work. Beyond all debate, beyond all doubt, my brothers and sisters, nothing wavering. Scripture says the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and let not think he receive anything from the Most High. That means if the pursuit is not for the absolute and you are content with a compromise and a lie, brothers and sisters, it is not sufficient to be called true to his holy name, nor is it sufficient to be called true to a vow unto him. Who will understand it in this time, brothers and sisters? We have an obligation in the holy name to seek the perfect truth. There's a reason why the apostle then, speaking at Romans 11, telling Gentile nations, remember, it is not the Gentile, or let's just say it's not the tree that supports the root, but the root that supports the tree. In other words, he was telling them that Israel, my brothers and sisters, is a foundation. And though Israel, he said, had for a time been blinded while scattered among the nations, he said the deliverance, even the Savior, will yet come out of Zion. And that is the promise of the Most High. So let us consider what is written here in Romans 11:25. He said, I would not, brethren, leave you unwise to this mystery. Wow. Something that people's personal pride so often would blind them from perceiving. Something, my brothers and sisters, that so many functioning after their own ideals. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? We'll be inclined not to see. Think about it. I know a lot of people sit around and look right now and look at the various nations, denominations. It would seem strange. I know a lot of people say, why would thousands, millions of people be following under certain titles if they were not unwise? I could hear some people say that. Certainly all these people can't be walking astray. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 40 says when Messiah comes, he's going to consider what people call the wisdom of this world. Wow, he says his whole nation would be kind of like a drop in a bucket before him. Vanity, my brothers and sisters, not viable. Whole nations, my brothers and sisters, believing a lie will not change what is the already foreordained reality. The expectation, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High declares must be. And he forewarned in advance that the world would be in a state of blindness. Not just Israel, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. If the gospel had to go forth to the nations, and he said blindness in part would fall in Israel, realize that Israel, under bondage, to rulers established by Rome, you need to understand that too. And the reason why Israel is blind, my brothers and sisters, is because of Gentile influence. Think about it. Rome came in a few decades before the birth of Messiah, murdered all the priests. And set up a priesthood after Roman ideals, Roman compromise, even to the degree that the priests said they had no king but Caesar. Wow. Equated to the same thing, saying they had, what, no God but Caesar? Well, if Israel is scattered among the nations, predisposed to follow after the ideal of the various nations in which they are scattered, yes, Israel is blinded. But remember what the scripture said in Jacob, James, said if you're scattered among the nations, O Israel, tribes of Israel, lacking knowledge. Wow, indigenously he is saying that among the nations there's a lack of wisdom. He said you must ask Yah. I did not say the diversity of the rulers. So what else does this mean, my brothers and sisters, that both Jew and Gentile, falling short of the glory, needed to seek the greater truth? But when we examine the scriptures closely, what we find is the scriptures say in 2 Thessalonians that the nations did not receive the truth with love. The nations did not receive the truth with love. Therefore, men would believe a lie. Strong delusions, they would believe a lie. Hey, cast to prefer unrighteousness. Most High, my brothers and sisters, won't accept then and ultimately favor those who will believe the greater truths. Salvation by faith means that you must then, upon finding the truth, that if the whole world has ignored it, you must both receive it, my brothers and sisters, and seek to examine it for its ad infinitum implications. All that can be discovered of that truth. Else, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, you have blasphemed and insulted, dishonored the gift of the Spirit, because the Most High grants His Spirit that you seek the truth beyond the status quo, that you become a exceeding light, my brothers and sisters, for the blessing of His people. But looking at Romans 11:25, and I'd like to look back through this again. He said, I would not, brethren, leave you unwise to this mystery, meaning it's something that men have been inclined not to see, else you begin to think yourselves wise in your own conceit. And early in Romans 11, he said, it is you Gentiles that I seek. So he was telling the Gentiles not to consider themselves so wise in their own conceits. And he was speaking concerning Israel. He says, blindness in part has come upon Israel until the times, I know what they wrote in the King James Version, to the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Blindness has fallen into the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. How about fullness of the time that has been allotted for Gentile rule? Think about it. Scriptures tell you plainly that the day will come that the Most High will send Messiah and He will rule from Jerusalem. He will rebuke all the nations. In fact, reprove all the nations. And the isles are the nations of the earth shall wait for His law. And to Him shall all the nations seek. And it should be a time of glorious peace and rest, my brothers and sisters, when all nations are true to the will of one. That's the end of confused, divisive reign on earth. It says, blindness in part has come upon Israel until the times of the Gentiles. Oh, you got a multitude of different nations all declaring something different. Isn't that confusion? Isn't it Babylon, my brothers and sisters? It says, to the times of the Gentiles, a multitude of worldly confusions. How about sin? A multitude of standards separated from the pure will of Yah will come to an end. Why? Because Messiah himself will declare one rule, even the gospel that is above all nations, to all the nations, that only those who are willing to receive the magnitude of that word have an opportunity to be saved, made whole, made one, made true unto Yah. And my brothers and sisters, men making a vow unto Him who is the author of truth and righteousness, realize they must be righteous as well. You say the remnant of Israel will speak no lies and do no iniquity. No divisions then, my brothers and sisters, no false doctrine. Equity, fairness, justice must be what they become. None to harm, stable enough, my brothers and sisters, not to be dissuaded by anyone. Times of many nations, my brothers and sisters, under many different rulers, political, social, religious, denominational, whatever, that is all sin. The Most High will only be pleased when the world is true to one, according to all the Most High declared from the very beginning. He says, when the time of the Gentiles, the time of the Gentile rule come to an end. The closest thing to it in the King James Version that relates this is Luke at the 21st chapter, 24th verse. I said Luke, 24th chapter. Pull it up here. Luke 21st chapter, 24th verse. Here we go. And they, speaking of Israel, shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be laid away captive unto all nations, Israel shall. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. It says trodden down, it really means, my brothers and sisters, totally disrespected. after the ways of many nations. Israel, Jerusalem, the city of peace, must be after the will of one, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. How about the times of the Gentiles come to an end, my brothers and my sisters? In fact, when we speak of that particular verse, we need to ask the question, why is it that the times of the Gentiles must come to an end? It's because a multitude of different nations is sin. Most High speaks to his people, saying, and from concerning this whole world, in fact, first command, he is the one who leads you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You have no other God before him. If you have no other God before him, my brothers and sisters, you can't have other rules dividing the people. It is sin for the people of Yah to be divided after anybody else's standard. It is sin. It is tribulation, my brothers and sisters. It is deception whenever his people are subject to any conscience less than his own. So there's need to understand, my brothers and sisters, if the nations are divided, and we know the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, all these divisions, my brothers and sisters, that don't seek the fullness of his will, are seek the expectation of all things being healed unto one. Every single institution that does not have that expectation is fallen from faith. And that is why the nations are partial in the law. That's why men are, and those that would claim to be saved, thinking they are according to some partial standard, have been in so many ways deluded. Scripture said the gospel be here, the true righteousness of Yah be here, the word that's from above be here. Men are still subject to nations from below. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the reality. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, what will be the healing, because Messiah comes to reveal the exceeding righteousness of Yah. And the question is, how many understanding that the status quo is not sufficient in the routine of Yah will believe him? Many have taken the holy name and taught it under the constraints of this short-sighted conscience. But my brothers and sisters, nobody has a right to enslave a mind. Therefore, everyone who would do this, not speaking the greater truth, every single one, until he opens his mind and until he is willing to receive the fullness of the truth, until he has inspiration from the Most High, guidance from the Most High, to discern the very precious truth and the foundation of the truth that the whole world is ignored, every single soul, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, is snared. Every single soul replicates deceit rather than the capacity to perceive. And my brothers and sisters, every single soul that misleads another soul, since the scriptures tell us that for every foolish or vain or idle word a man speaks, you give account of it in the judgment. You shall not take the name of the Most High in vain. You shall not call salvation what is not. Then every one of my brothers and sisters who is not willing to seek the greater truth is still in so many ways counted a murderer. Hard words, but the truth is what it is. Man needs to be delivered from whoever it is that would blind him from being able to see the greater truth the Holy Spirit will reveal. I would dare to tell you there are things on my website, hiddengospel.com. Very precious words. Articles like Secret City Prophecies. Articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Truths that the institutions of this world, my brothers and sisters, have chosen not to tell you, because every one of them exposes the rulership of this world as inviolable, unacceptable before Yah. And the scripture says in advance they wouldn't tell you these things. Well, my brothers and sisters, does that excuse a man because he doesn't know? Scripture says if you die without the law, you perish without the law. If you die without the rule, my brothers and sisters, you perish in your lawlessness. Messiah said, unless you believe that I am he, then who declares this testimony from above, this exceeding testimony that is exceed what is ordinary to this world. Scripture says, unless you receive that testimony, he said you would die in your sins. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing now, if they discern this, to seek the greater truth? I had some people not that very long ago, took a little trip out of town, wanted to talk to a few people beyond, let's just say, usual stumping grounds. And when I talked to them about the truth that they had not addressed, they asked me, what does this have to do with their salvation? Heaven help us. Is a man made whole in a lack of knowledge? Is a man confirmed what is truly the righteousness of the Savior, only seeking part of the truth? Has a man sworn by the name of the Most High according to the fullness of all that he is, considering a word just simply because he hasn't taught it inviolable? His institution that he seeks to be exalted by hasn't taught it. Or because he has not seen it to teach his people. Dare a man say that a word is inviolable? Brothers and sisters, the Most High said that a tsunami was coming at a particular time. And everybody said no. And the Most High had already said yes. Shall men who choose to flaunt themselves on the beaches escape the great wave just because they said it wasn't coming? Foolishly, my brothers and sisters, something like that happened a couple of years ago. The end result of it was not a beautiful sight. I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, what Most High says is going to happen, you should expect it and prepare yourself accordingly. So I would not, brethren, leave you unwise to this mystery, the truth that the world would not declare. Else you think yourself wise in your own conceits. Men wise in their own conceits are blind to greater perception. He was telling Gentiles to be wise and discern this thing, lest they too become blind. Even those, my brothers and sisters, who had opportunity to hear from the apostles themselves. He said, blindness in part come upon Israel until the time of the Gentiles, a multitude of diverse standards, will come to an end, till finally the great, pure, perfect light of the Most High shines to be seen by all nations. And the scripture says in Isaiah 49, the Messiah comes, saying, from the body of my mother is made mention of his name. Therefore he comes forth in the power and the authority of the holy name. To do what? He said to bring Israel back to him, to reveal his glory. Even to reveal, my brothers and sisters, what is to be the salvation to the ends of the earth. What does this mean? It means simply, my brothers and sisters, that he comes to bring the light that the whole world had in so many ways chosen to ignore. And the scriptures say exactly that in Isaiah 59. There's a lot to be talked about here, my brothers and sisters, in order to make these things plain. Let us continue. He said, and then when the time of the Gentiles comes to an end, and then shall all Israel be saved. How about all Israel shall see the light? He did not say that the greater vision of the Most High would be brought to bear. I hope you hear me. He didn't say be brought to bear by the nations. He said all Israel should be saved. And in this case, my brothers and sisters, how about saved from all that is diverse Gentile influence, that they might be one? All the tribes of Israel and Judah, one, beyond all what the nations have blinded them to misperceive, are not to see sufficiently. And he said, the deliverer, even my brothers and sisters, the Savior, he did not say would come out of the tribes of the Gentiles, but it would come out of Zion. Israel, my brothers and sisters, the tribes, even the tribe of Judah. And he shall turn ungodliness from Jacob. How about all the ungodliness of the nations? He shall turn his people, or convert his people from all this misconceits, partialities, pluralities of all the nations. And the covenant of the Most High is, my brothers and sisters, he will turn them away or convert them from all their sins. How about, my brothers and sisters, he shall make them one in him? Those who believe in the one Savior can only come to the world of one. Believing, my brothers and sisters, under many diverse beliefs, many have claimed to be saved. How can a multitude of diverse beliefs, my brothers and sisters, be true to the will of one Most High? It's just not possible. And true authority, my brothers and sisters, of his Father's name, therefore Messiah come to save man, misled mankind, from the vain pretenses of men. Even men, my brothers and sisters, who claim to be believers. If they did, they probably wouldn't tell you. He comes, my brothers and sisters, that men might know that those who believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. He did not say, my brothers and sisters, that men believing everyone will come to this great truth. To understand the prophecy we just looked here, again, the scripture that is written here at Romans 11:25. I spoke on last evening concerning this. This is a very important truth. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's not to be ignored. Isaiah 59 speaks of what is written here. Isaiah 40 chapter speaks of what is written here. It speaks about a state where, reading Isaiah 59 and 8, it talks about how all the nations, concerning all nations, the way of peace they know not, no judgment in their going. 59 and 8, they made for themselves the multitude of crooked paths. Whoever goes therein shall not know peace. My brothers and sisters, who then, when the way of peace is revealed? We'll hear it. Isaiah 42:16, Messiah comes, and he will lead his people by ways they have not known. What is that way? It's the way of peace. It's the way of righteousness in the one Most High. Think about it. As long as everybody has their own ideas, my brothers and sisters, it is not pure perfect peace with Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters are not even a couple with him. And they made for themselves crooked paths. Say they should not know peace. How about not know the kingdom of Yah until they know the one way? Therefore, is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. And we are in desolate places as dead men. We all roar like bears. Oh, some are so proud. But mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, and it is far from us. Salvation is after the will of one. Have men come to that pure, perfect will that declares one standard? Or have men walked up the mold to the polluted standards, partial standards, not discerning what they should have known? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, for transgressions are multiplied before the Most High. Sin testify against us. Our transgressions, all the wayward ways that men believe in, are with them. And their iniquities, uncleanness. That's pretty much all men know. Transgressing and lying against the Most High and not even realize why they do so. Departed from Yah, speaking oppression and revolt. Did everybody know this is what they do? Conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Think about it. 45,000 denominations definitely not speaking the truth. And I know some people say, well, my church, well, do you really know everything? You're sure your church is teaching you everything that's in the Bible? I've had more than, my brother says probably by now I've had, I can't tell how many untold, possibly thousands of institutions that told me that they're sure, people are sure that their church and their pastors are teaching them everything in the Bible. And I can sit back and tell them, say, hey, look at my website and find out 99.9% of by and large what is there they have never known. I'm not being arrogant about that, my brothers and sisters, but the Most High told me I must tell you things that men have sought to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Talk about the secret city prophecy to most people, they have no clue about what that's about. Who Messiah said that he is, that the early church knew that he is, and the expectation that come with it, most have no clue. How Messiah said he would appear, no real clue. They have presumptions. But look at it and compare it to the scriptures, taking all things in consideration and see if it, it falls in line. It says, judgment is turned away backward, justice standing afar off, truth is fallen in the street, equity cannot enter. I'm talking about 59:14. Yea, truth has fallen, failed. Near what men have is a fallen perception of the truth. Much truth is hid. And he who would depart from evil makes himself a prey, and the Most High saw it and displeased him, and there was no judgment. And this is ultimately Latter-day prophecy. He saw there was no man. He wondered there was no intercessor. Oh, that means no one more than what is common. Therefore, his arm is chosen one, even my brothers and sisters, his trusted ally, who would seek all to perform all his pleasure. Oh, who truly comes in the authority of his name, as one who will bring salvation to him. How about liberate his name from all those who have sought to ensnare it after the short-sightedness of their minds? In other words, his arm brought salvation to him. It means, my brothers and sisters, that no more will men, after the shallowness of their own hearts, say that they have known Yah. Quite frankly, Matthew 7, speaks about the idea that many will come and say, did we not in your name? Oh, my brothers and sisters, preach, cast out illusions, false doctrine, do many wonderful works. So I say, I never knew you. That means they, my brothers and sisters, had used the holy name in vain. Scripture says, no man who does this will be counted blameless. All my brothers and sisters, whoever call upon the name of the Most High and not seek the fullness of his will is only establishing a snare that is freedom to no one. We must then, my brothers and sisters, understand the meaning of the scripture says they who wait for him shall renew their strength. We must seek that his righteousness and the fullness be revealed. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is a false expectation. It is a deception. His own arm brought salvation to him and his righteousness, even his righteous one, confirmed, how about we come to confirm his testimony, confirm whom Yah truly is. But this is one who will put on righteousness as a breastplate, a helmet of salvation upon his head. How about the whole armor of Yah? I didn't say pieces and parts of the word. Put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. It's clad with zeal, zeal, zeal. For the truth of Yah is a cloak. And according to their deeds, in other words, discerning the deeds of men according to righteousness, according to him, he will repay. And one scripture says in Isaiah 11, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Meaning that he shall expose as unrighteous whoever is would deceive his people to follow after a fallen standard. He will expose them and humiliate them all in their partiality. One scripture he says, destroy out of the temple those who are treacherous against his law because his people to walk after the what seems wise to the foreigner. All my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and understand what Malachi is really talking about, because by no means will the Most High be pleased with everyone walking after their own ways. Read Malachi 2 and 17. Understand why Messiah must come to reprove all the priests. Read Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4, and understand why he must reprove all the leaders. Because guess what? They all established their own standards, were self-satisfied. My brothers and sisters, that is not faith in Yah. If man can believe a multitude of diverse standards are true to the Most High, he has fallen from faith in the one. And believe, my brothers and sisters, hadn't even believed that Yah is one, hadn't believed the Shema, hadn't believed and walked according to the first command. You see a multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters, and Yah says he has one, then realize what you're looking at is not Yah. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, whoever it is that misrepresents his will, not sticking his whole will, not expecting something beyond what is common compromise of worldly status quo. Freudian slip, huh? Recompense to his enemies, to the islands, to the nations, who will repay a recompense. Why? Because they taught people standards, deceptive standards that the Most High can never be pleased with. Here's the verses, my brothers and sisters, we saw in Romans. So shall they revere the name of the Most High from the west and glorify him therefore in the east. Something happens in the west, my brothers and sisters, causing them to glorify him in the east. When the enemy, how about my brothers and sisters, those who deceive, the adversary, those who stand against the full righteousness of Yah? Think about it. Even the children of darkness can believe a lie, in many of its forms. Partial perceptions, half truth. They can accept some of the truth, but never the whole truth. To accept the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, that's what is required to be called a child of light. When the enemy should come in like a flood, come in with a pack of lies and illusions, the Spirit of the Most High should lift up a standard against him. And guess look what it said? And the Redeemer. Hey, didn't we just read this in 11:25? 26. And all Israel should be saved, ultimately delivered from all the misconceits of the nations. When the time of the Gentiles come to an end, the time of Gentile illusions are no more. And the Redeemer should come to Zion, unto them that would turn from transgression. And Yaakov said the Most High. See, as for me, this is my covenant with them. Oh, didn't we just read that too? 27th verse of Romans 11? As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Most High. And my spirit is upon thee. My words will I put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth. You won't be dissuaded by anyone else. Nor the mouth of thy seed, nor the mouth of thy seed, said the Most High, from henceforth forever. That means he will deliver his people from all who divide them. He will deliver them, my brothers and sisters, from their sins. He will deliver his people, my brothers and sisters, from the misconceit of all the nations. And men believing the gospel beyond all the nations shall believe Yah. He says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Most High has risen upon thee. Who is speaking about Israel? He said, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Most High shall rise upon thee. Who is he speaking to? And his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. And the kings of the brightness of thy rising. Didn't he say Israel will be a blessing to all nations? Lift the eyes round about and see, they gather themselves. They come to thee. Thy sons should come from afar, and thy daughters should be nursed at thy side. All my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about Israel being brought to an increase. Did you notice, my brothers and sisters, these prophecies speak of what is the latter day condition of man? And it means Jew and Gentile, my brothers and sisters. Most High looked upon the earth and saw no intercessor. It means both Jew and Gentile have been blinded. What people are telling you in your churches, telling you that the standards they teach you, missing so many critical points, telling you they are salvation, have lied to you. They have deceived you. Messiah said, think not that he came to in any way dishonor or disavow any part of the law of the prophets. My brothers and sisters, if they don't teach you these things, that's exactly what they've done. They've left so many truths untold that if you told a lot of people about them, the first thing they do is want to sit back and reject them and say that they're inviolable because these are truths that they have not known. Well, I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, anyone who would do this, Most High told me early on, there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. Just telling you how it is. Someone who has been deceived, you show him the truth, he can change. But a damn fool, rather than believing that he has been deceived, my brothers and sisters, rather believe the deceiver, the one who flatters him in his deceit, i.e. lack of perception. That's exactly what I've seen on so many occasions, my brothers and sisters. You tell people about things in the scriptures they have not understood, and they sit back and say they can't be because it doesn't fit with their doctrine. I can't tell you how many pastors I run into that when I show them some of the most precious things in the Word, they told me it was foolishness simply because their pastor hadn't taught it. Well, the pastor's a fool. Pastor's a fool for thinking that he would be prized or called favored by the Most High for denying any part of the Word or not seeking what is necessary to appease the Most High, seeking to fatally flatter the people, my brothers and sisters. A lot of blood is upon such a man's head. And I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot that you find on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, articles like Remember the Promise, Tribulation, 7365 AD. Just to begin, my brothers and sisters, articles like Woe to the Shepherds. There's a lot of truth there, I promise you, my brothers and sisters. Your leaders haven't taught you and they robbed you. If they didn't teach you these things, my brothers and sisters, they've been absolutely in so many ways treacherous, and the Most High by no means will count them worthy to be witnesses unto him. Because when they had an opportunity to teach them, if they saw them, if they refused them, my brothers and sisters, they're counted as treacherous souls. Please understand and don't allow them, my brothers and sisters, to take your opportunity at life from you. Scriptures tell you by diligence, by faith, in the Most High, that, my brothers and sisters, man has an opportunity unto salvation. That means, my brothers and sisters, if your faith is only in the common words of men, you have no hope to escape the cages. Do I need to repeat that? If all you believe is what is the common status quo, you have no hope to escape the cages and the short-sightedness, or let's just say the shallow mindscapes, the prison house doctrines of men. Just the way it is. I'm telling you what the truth. The truth of the scriptures have to say. If you read, my brothers and sisters, in Romans, we will continue Romans 11. There are scriptures there, and I need to relate these things. I would not be just a true to commission if I didn't. Romans 11:28, and concerning the gospel, I'm talking about many who still blind, unwilling to see, or brothers and sisters, whoever, Jew or Gentile, is not willing to see the gospel of the Holy Kingdom because they are Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholic, American, French, Spanish, or whatever. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, none of these kingdoms, none of these denominations do I see fully established on the word as it is from the beginning and the expectation that it is from the beginning. I know that sounds hard, but it's just the truth. Some do believe they will come an end to the confusion, but you tell them what ends the confusion and they first one thing they want to do is act like it's an unimportant thing. Maybe they consider themselves already confused. Let's just say maybe they consider themselves already transcended the confusion, already safe. Our brothers and sisters, safe and saved, though they don't believe and have never even known these things. How my Messiah said he would come. What is to be expected in his coming? What is expected of those who believe? But they say they're already saved because some pastor told them so. Well, my brothers and sisters, if you read the scriptures and find out what's going to happen to a lot of pastors, you wouldn't want to be one. Romans 11:28, and concerning the gospel, says they are enemies for your sakes. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the patriarch, the father's sake. In other words, some in Israel may not believe. But my brothers and sisters, Most High said that Israel will awaken first to be a light to all the nations. Deliverer will come out of Zion. He didn't say out from amidst the mindscape of the Gentiles. My brothers and sisters, I will tell you again, anyone who doesn't believe the truth, he says the isles he has recommended a recompense. Let me tell you that word for isles is nations. Whoever won't believe the truth is something so predisposed that when the truth comes to them, they resist it. Scripture does not call them friends, my brothers and sisters, because they can only dissuade many. But the gifts and call of Yah without repentance. He said the deliverer will be and will come out of Zion. He did not say, my brothers and sisters, of the differences, a diverse foundation, and seeming wise to the nations. He says, for ye in times past, speaking to Gentiles, ye did not believe Yah, but now have obtained mercy through their unbelief. All my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what the scriptures keep saying, though. Even so, have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they may obtain mercy. Most High is going to favor my brothers and sisters, whoever it is that will believe. For Yah has included all in unbelief today. In some respect, my brothers and sisters, some measure of truth that they are yet to come to understand, to believe, and obey. That he might have mercy upon all. Does this mean he will have mercy upon those who will be continually disbelieving, continually disobedient, refusing to hear? Absolutely not. There's no agreement with the Most High, my brothers and sisters, until we come to the word of his truth. But his mercy is that he offers us the opportunity to understand. Saved by grace through faith. Mercy, my brothers and sisters, through faith and what he reveals. And if we're not willing to seek the truth beyond the status quo, my brothers and sisters, we are, without question, trapped. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him might not perish. Oh, but my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, that those who did not believe were already condemned because they did not believe the name. How about the fullness of the testimony and authority of the only begotten Son? Isn't it time then we understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying? That man is in a state of separation from Yah till he believes Yah, and his name declares him in the context of being true to him in all he declares. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. How unsearchable are his judgments and ways past finding out. That didn't say you should stop looking. If we examine the scriptures where this comes from, we have to go back to Isaiah in the 40th chapter. And it talks about the coming of the one called the righteous one, like the rising sun. And my brothers and sisters, who is it that looks for him that they might discern the truth beyond all the partialities of the nations? Because the scripture says it this way. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the truth. I pray the Most High helps men to understand the reality. I'm going to read Romans 11:33-34 and a few verses there, and then I'm going to come over to Isaiah 40. 11:33, the depth of the riches, both the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. How unsearchable are his judgments and the ways past finding out. 11:34, for who has known the mind of the Most High? Who has been his counselor? Wow. Anybody teach him? Or is he the teacher? Or who has first given to him, in other words, given a gift to him, that the Most High should have to repay it? For of him and through him and to him are all things. He is the creator. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, through which all blessings flow. To whom be glory, he says here, forever. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of Yah that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Through the mercies of Yah, in other words, in gratitude for the kindness of Yah revealing the greater truths, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yah, seeking the fullness of them, my brothers and sisters. What else but is his truth, according to what is reasonable, servants, being rational, discerning, my brothers and sisters, the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, that all might bring forth what the scripture calls reasonable, fair, just service unto the truth of his name, not being conformed to this world, but transformed to a renewing of the mind, according to what the Most High calls just, that ye may prove and discern what is good, what is holy before him, pleasing to him, acceptable, and what is the perfect will of Yah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to examine then scriptures at Isaiah 40:11. Say he will feed his flock like a shepherd, his flock, Zion, Zion. Ah, my brothers and sisters, catch on to the point. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out the heaven with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure? Who comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure? Can you count the grains of sand and weigh the mountains in the scales and the hills in a balance? Sounds like an amazing thing to me. My brothers and sisters, it says, who has directed the Spirit of the Most High, being his counselor, and has taught him? Did we just read that? Open Romans? I believe we did. So with whom took he counsel, who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Well, brothers and sisters, what the Most High calls wisdom and what man has called wisdom, two different things. And what men have called wisdom, not being considerate of all the Most High has declared, in so many ways he counts the nation like a drop in a bucket. Do you know what a drop in a bucket is worth? Drop hits the bucket and you have nothing. Account as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh of the isles as if they were a very little thing. And leaven is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. And all nations accounted before him as if they were nothing. They counted as less than nothing. Vanity, insufficient, my brothers and sisters, to please him. So, if that which is highly esteemed among all nations is counted as nothing before Yah, I said, to whom will you liken him? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? Is it the workmanship or the designs of man, brothers and sisters? A brother and sister says, the scripture says, 40:21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is Yah that sits upon the circle of the earth and inhabits thereof like grasshoppers. Yes, indeed, he is so much greater. It stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreads them out of the tent to dwell in. Who brings the princes of what the leaders call wisdom and men have inclined to call wisdom after their leaders. He counts as if there's nothing. Vanity. He makes judges of the earth as if they were vanity. Nothing. What about my brothers and sisters of all are standing upon faulty foundations? What does the Most High consider their wisdom? Isn't it all skewed? Yea, they should not be planted, yea, they should not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. The Most High wants to establish a firm foundation. He shall blow upon them. He shall declare the greater truth by his Spirit, his word, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. You need to check that out also in Isaiah 57, my brothers and sisters. He talks about making all the rulers and those whom men would trust or be comforted in after the ways of the nations. He said the whirlwind shall take them all away. But those who put their trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, said the Most High. All my brothers and sisters compared. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High intends to send, he says, a righteous one. That men, through him, might have an opportunity to appease and please the Most High. And he will come forth, my brothers and sisters, saying, keep silent before me, O isles, Isaiah 41:1. Keep silent before me, O you isles. In other words, you have nothing to say upon the foundation of which you seek to, upon the foundation you seek to preserve. Let the people renew their strength, as long as men will not accept the foundation of the word that he brings, that men have chosen to ignore. All they have is fallen, insufficient. Let them come to near. Let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment. Righteous discretion. Say, who has raised up this righteous man from the east, like the rising sun, cast out all the darkness, revealed the light the world would obscure? Who called him to his feet? Gave the nations before him. Proved or gave him wisdom far beyond the nations.
and made him to rule, and made him even see wisdom far beyond the kings. He gave them as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Who did this? Made the accuracy of his word, my brothers and sisters. Level of his perception. Greater than the rulers. Shall a man be free, liberated from the fallen standard of the world, and the best he can see is what he's only what he's heard from men? My brothers and sisters, required a very special blessing from Yah. Most High should cause him to be able to pursue all their rulers and pass safely, even by ways he had not gone on foot. Even to conquer lands, my brothers and sisters, by his word. Who hath heard and done it, calling the generation from the beginning, I, the Most High, the first and the last, he said, I am he. Who will understand it in his time, my brothers and sisters? Who will understand it in his time? If we look at the scriptures that speak about these times, I'm looking at the time that is left, and I really wanted to go through this because I didn't have an opportunity on the last evening. Micah 7:4. It speaks about the situation in which man finds himself today. Many of my brothers and sisters join together after what is common status quo. But because men join together, delighting in what they think is wisdom, has what they have delighted in truly been wisdom? Scripture says you scattered among a multitude of the nations. And my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, willing to judge yourself wise before the time, not considering all the Most High declared. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says, consider yourself a fool that you might become wise. Hard words, the truth is what it is. But if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, can only dissuade, if all men not being intercessors unto the fullness of Yah's will, because frankly, if a man knew what it was, wouldn't he pray that all else understand it, that Yah be pleased? Most High is to send one who will, though. That is what is written. You check out the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, about the one the scripture says will perform all that is divine pleasure, that will be true to the holy name, that in his bow unto Yah, he seeks all that is divine will, that all might have an opportunity to see the truth. Who will hear? But it says the world has gotten to this stage, my brothers and sisters. It says the best of them is a briar. A thorn patch, my brothers and sisters. The most upright is like a thorn hedge. And when scripture says this in 7:5, it's really saying, it says, trust not in a neighbor, confide not in a friend. In other words, don't trust that just simply what you hear from men is sufficient. Okay, how many people believe it? If you find that there's a greater truth, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will declare. You should seek him, my brothers and sisters. In fact, we all should, for the good of one another. That none of us be caged. You say, watch out for false prophets. You say they don't teach you everything. Then guess what? You should be looking for it yourself. That's why this website of mine, hiddengospel.com, is there. I'm going to tell you, long before those things were written that are on it, the Most High told me, I have a purpose, a very important one for him. He told me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert science, and destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, that means that if the whole world chooses to ignore these things, calling them unimportant. It is in so many ways. I'm telling you only what's in the scripture. It is an insult. And Most High, my brothers and sisters, counts for favor those who will believe. When I talk about words that are not in the scriptures, I'm talking about what it is. And my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about words you'll find from Genesis to Revelation relating these points and replicating them again and again. He says, if you're going to trust and just simply what is your neighbor or a friend, and guess what? All have fallen short of the glory, and there's no intercessor. Men lying against the Most High. That doesn't make people true because they just simply choose to trust what they hear from men. The scriptures say you need to seek Yah. You say, confide not in a friend, from her who lies in your bosom even. He says, guard your lips. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, about what happened in those times called the Dark and Middle Ages. Rome sought to murder and did in the first centuries those who would come to the knowledge of the truth or who would even preserve the truth that the early church knew in so many ways. Scripture says that's to fall away from the faith. It means to fall away from the truth men once knew. The truth, my brothers and sisters, that one day will expose all the unrighteousness of the world. That's what's written in 2 Thessalonians. He will expose as unrighteous, my brothers and sisters, every fallen, pretentious standard. where the lawless or those who refuse the truth have stood to preside in your temples, your churches. He says, my brothers and sisters, from her who lies in your bosom, guard your tongue. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there was a time, especially during the dark and middle ages, if anyone spoke of truth beyond what was common to the expectation or the predisposed orientation of the Roman Catholic Church, they could be taken aside, boiled in oil, fed to lions. My brothers and sisters, destroyed. Stripped of all goods and services, excommunicated from society, just because they knew a truth that was not common to the Roman Church. Persecution of heresy, my brothers and sisters, or the sentence for heresy were so often not just punishment or torture, but death. And you never knew who it was, my brothers and sisters, who was a spy for the Roman state. Protestants, do you call that fair? Or do you call it fair, my brothers and sisters, to continue to preserve short-sightedness? He says, a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises up against the mother. You ever stop to consider these scriptures really talking about the daughter, sons, people right there in your family lacking knowledge of the truth, of deceivers one against one another? He said, but as for me, he says, Micah says as the prophet, I'll wait expectantly for the Most High. I will look for the greater truth the Most High revealed. I'll wait for the Holy One of my salvation. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, in his pursuit of the truth, he said, Yah will hear him. Well, my brothers and sisters, how many now, discerning the confusion of this world, will pray to the Most High, discerning the oppression, discerning the confusion, should send a Savior who will deliver. Read Isaiah 19:18-25. My brothers and sisters, this is an Eddie Meow Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near to us might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near to hear and to discern the need to pursue and obey. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Benetti Meow of Covenant Members Ministries. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles that I spoke to you, the articles you see in the chat. Hey, Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, HiddenGospel.com, Four Early Centuries of Great Tribulation, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, Remember the Promise, Woe to the Shepherds, check them all out, my brothers and sisters, some 50-odd articles there now, I believe. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to discern what the rulers, well, the scripture said in advance, the rulers won't tell you. So discern these things, my brothers and sisters, and discern the blessing. The apostle says, desires you should know this mystery. It's because men have believed they could be delivered according to the fallen standards of man that the greater truth of men have not sought. Believing that men are delivered before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things, men, my brothers and sisters, wise in their own conceits, are seeking to be called wise after the conceits of men have been misled by men. The Messiah comes to deliver his people from every pretentious doctrine when he reveals the exceeding truth. Who will be willing to hear him who will come? According to Isaiah 49, saying, listen to me, O house. Hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from afar, from the womb, and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to reveal again his glory. Coming a second time, my brothers and sisters, to deliver his people. According to Isaiah 11:10-12. But to deliver this people, my brothers and sisters, from all the nations where they have been scattered. Something Messiah didn't do last time, but the prophet is actually speaking of him not coming but once, coming once or twice, but actually three times. Twice to deliver his people from the type of Babylon. A Babylon East first, a Babylon West in the latter days, and the scriptures speak about the time in the middle, being persecuted by men as a suffering Savior, even one crucified and cut off. Three times, my brothers and sisters, something they knew in the East that they don't tell you in the West. Who will discern then, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah is when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star? Read the article, HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin. Understand who Messiah said that he is. And discern, my brothers and sisters, how to prepare for him.
who will expose all confusion and will restore all righteousness. Discern what it means and say, be watchful. Yes, indeed, be watchful. That you may be able to stand before the Son of Man who reproves all rulers. Declaring the righteousness of Yahweh which exceeds them all. To his might, honor, and praise always, my brothers and sisters.